Chaitanya Bhagavat, Antilila Chapter 2, continuing the story of Lord Chaitanya's Nilachala Gamana, Lila, the progress of Lord Chaitanya walking from Navadvip to Puri for his first time after taking sannyas. And we finished off in last class, Lord Chaitanya just had his first darshan of Lord Jagannath after walking for 2 months to Jagannath Puri. And before he arrived in the temple, he was offering dandavats. Even though it was only about a kilometer to get to the temple, he offered dandavats the whole way, and it took him 9 hours to get from the Barginadi River to the Jagannath temple. It's only about a kilometer, so he saw the flag and he started offering dandavats continually. 9 hours continuous dandavats, and he finally arrived in the temple. And the last, that was for 9 hours. And the last few kilometers, he was faint. Now he's, over the last few kilometers to the temple, he was offering dandavats all the way there. Now he's in the temple, and he's fainted unconscious on the floor of the temple. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was there taking darshan at the time. He's attending to him. So this is verse 439. Apane upasaka haye kari bhakti. Hateva ki bujai ishvara shakti. Apanara tattva prabhu. Apane se jani. Vede bhagavate matta seva kane. Vrindavan Das Thakur says, the Lord himself became the worshipper and executed devotional service. Therefore, who can understand the potencies of the Supreme Lord? The Lord alone knows his own glories. And this purport is there. Since Gaura Sundar jumped onto the jewel-studded altar on which the three deities were seated, the consideration of Tatravyuha arose. In this case, Gaura Sundar considered himself a worshipper, not the object of worship. Tadapi je lila prabhu karena jakane taha kahe vede jiva udara karane. The Vedas describe the pastimes that the Lord performs for the purpose of delivering the living entities, jivodhar, karani. For the welfare work and benefit of the jivas, jivodhar. The Lord comes to this lousy, stinking world. Magnaha elena prabhu vaishnava avesh, bhayature kila preme sindhu bhaje vase. Gauranga became absorbed in the mood of a Vaishnava. We should do that sometimes also. We should have become absorbed once in a while. At least once in a while we should absorb ourselves in the mood of a Vaishnava and act in a very respectful and kind and non-envious and non-proud way towards one another. Vaishnava Vesh. But this was a momentary experience of the Lord. Not momentary, but he would do this time to time. He became absorbed, Vaishnava Vesh, Mahaprabhu Vaishnava Vesh. He lost external consciousness and floated in an ocean of ecstatic love. Prema Sindhu Maje Bhase. Prema Sindhu Maje Bhase. He floated in the middle of an ocean of love. Krishna Prem. So we can see if there's a correlation. If you do one, if one thing happens, then the other thing happens. So if we become Vaishnava Vesh, if we become absorbed in the mood and manners, in the mood and manners of a true Vaishnava, then what will be the result of that? Avesh. When we become absorbed in Vaishnavism, then we will also float, we will also lose our external consciousness. Because Vaishnav, Avesh means to be absorbed in the identity of Krishna's eternal servant. Jivara Supaya Krishna Nityadas. That I am not the enjoyer of anything in this world or anyone in this world. I am simply here as a servant. The world is to be offered to the Lord, and I am to be that offerer. I am the offering agent of the offerings. So then losing external consciousness means losing identification with the material body. Then I'm woman, I'm man, I'm enjoyer, I'm the center, I'm the doer, I'm the controller. I deserve this, I deserve that. So he lost external, and what happens when you become Vaishnava Vesh, absorbed in the mood and manners of a Vaishnava, the behavior and feelings of Vaishnava, true devotee of Vishnu or Krishna, then you will float in an ocean of ecstatic love. Because everything you do will be loving service. the offerings of love to the Lord, one offering after another, like someone, lady's an expert cook, so she cooks one thing. Oh, I made this pie. Oh, I can also make pakoras. Oh, I can make chutney. Oh, now I can make puris. Oh, now I'll make cheese sabji. Now I'll make some srikant. Oh, now I'll make some rubbery. Now I'll make some ladus. Oh, now I'll make sandesh. Oh, now I'll make some samosas. And so it just goes one after another, one offering, and on that, and she brings it, rings the bell, brings it in, ding, ding. Oh, Thakurji, take this, and goes out, brings another one, ding, ding, ding. Take this, one after another, one after another. So in this way, every action, every movement, every speech, every of a true devotee is simply one offering after another to the Lord for his happiness and pleasure, for the happiness and pleasure of Radha. This is Vaishnava Vesh, Prabhu Vaishnava Vesh. Avariya sarvabhama achena apane prabhur ananda murchita nahaye kandane. Sarvabhama Bhattacharya, he continued to guard Gauranga, who was lying on the floor of the Jagannath temple. He almost, a few minutes before this, he almost got beaten by the guards, who considered that he was going to steal the deities or defile the deities. So before he could reach the deities, they raised their lattis and came towards Lord Gauranga to defend Jagannath, which is their duty. Then the Lord fainted, and he was in a trance. Prabhu Ananda Murchita, Murcha, Kandane, Kandane, Nakandan, like a kanda, was not broken. Gauranga Mahaprabhu was in a continuous trance of ecstasy, moment to moment, hour to hour. Sheshe Sarvabhama Jukti Karilena Man, Prabhu Laye Jayabari Apana Bhavane. Eventually, Sarvabhama decided to take Gauranga to his house. Sarvabhama Bale, Bhai Pariharigan, Sabi Tulilaha, E Purusharatan. Oh, brother guards, Parihari, the guards, Gun, the group of guards, Bhai, oh brother guards, please pick up this jewel-like personality, Purusharatan, Ratana. That's a great fortune he gave them. Devotee's always thinking how to increase the fortune of others, how to make others fortunate. Kalyan, Krishna Kalyan, Krishna Bhakti Kalyan. This is fortune, Kalyan, auspiciousness. So Sarvabhauma could have lifted the Lord and carried him. But they thought, well, these chokidars or these padiharis, if they get a chance to touch the Lord, they'll become purified. They'll become attached to the Lord. Any contact with Krishna purifies one. What to speak of physical contact with God's body, Satchidananda Vigraha. So any contact with Satchidananda is beneficial, purifying, and auspicious. So the Lord's Nam Rup Gun Lila, Parishishta Dham, his devotees are transcendental, his Dhamma is transcendental, his name is transcendental. So here is Satchidananda Satchinandan. Satchidananda Satchinandan. Gaurahari Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Lying on the floor of the temple, and Sarvabhauma was saying, listen, brothers. Brother means someone you love. You love your brother. So devotee, everyone's a brother. Because everyone's a son of Krishna. Well, common father. He says, hey, listen, brothers, you know, get some mercy here. Why don't you carry Gauranga to my house? Pandu Bijayara Jata Nija Brityagan Sabe Prabhu Kole Kari Karila Gaman. Lord Jagannath's personal servants, his Nija Britya, who carry the deities to their chariots during the Pandu Vijay ceremony, then picked up the Lord and departed. So this... Those pandits or those sevites of Jagannath whose duty is to carry the, usually that's the patras, what do they call those patras? I have a name for those guys. Mahapatra, their group is called the Mahapatras. The Mahapatras are supposedly descendants of the Shabara tribe, or the Shabara Brahmin, or some Brahmins, like Vishvasu. in a leela of manifestation of Jagannath deity, he was worshipped Nilamadava. He was a Brahmin among the Adivasis, like a Brahminical type person. So his descendants are supposed to be the Mahapatras, and they have the right and privilege to take care of Jagannath from the time he leaves the temple until he returns. Those 2 weeks. That's their seva for every year for 2 months. And when the deity gets sick, then they repair the deity, then they paint the deity, and they put new canvas on the deity or change the deity every 12 years. There's a canvas covering on the deity, the Daru Brahman, I mean the external appearance of some canvas, you know, like painting, like cloth. Then they paint that, then they remove that every year. It's called Navayovanam. There's Navakalevaram every 19 years, and they change the deity, carve a new deity. There's Navayovanam, because fresh youth gets a new canvas thing. And we paint the eyes there and everything's there. So they're they had the adhikar, but they didn't know that this Gauranga is a moving Jagannath. There's one Jagannath, and there's Daru Brahman on the altar, then there's the Chalana Brahmana, the moving Brahmana, the moving Brahman, the Daru Brahman and the Chalana Brahman, the moving Lord, is Gauranga. So that they carry the deities, then they picked up the Lord and departed. Lucky guys. They brought him to Sarabhauma's house. Ki bujji be ishvarera charitra gahan. Hena rupe sarvabhauma mandire gaman. Who can understand the grave characteristics of the Supreme Lord? In this way the Lord was carried to Sarvabhauma's house. Chaturdiki hari dwani kariya kariya. Wahiya anena sabe harisha haiya. All those servants who were carrying Gauranga from the floor of the Jagannath temple to Sarvabhauma's house, they became joyful as they carried the Lord. See? Sachit Ananda, Anand. Kevala Ananda Kanda. So you've touched Anand, you touch fire, you become hot, you become burned. You touch cold, you become cold. So you touch bliss, you become blissful. Isn't it? So Krishna's name is an abode of reservoir of bliss. So if you actually touch Krishna's name, but touching is not so easy. If we actually touch Krishna's name, then we become blissful. If we don't touch Krishna's name, then we're just touching ourselves. With ourselves, we're reaching out and touching ourselves with some sound. But it's not the real name, the true name, so that we feel morose and Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Because we're not touching the all blissful name, Namachintamani, Krishna's, Chaitanya Rasa Vigara. They were joyful, and they filled the four directions with their chanting of Hari's name. So Harish, Sabe Harish, Harish means they became very happy. Who wouldn't become happy by touching the Prem Avatar, the Prem Sarup, the Prem Avatar of Kali Yuga? Is a distributor of bliss. He's a distributor of love. And what is the nature of love? It's bliss. Love is bliss. Love is joy. So he's a Prem Purushottam for Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga Patita Pavan Avatar Gauranga Mahaprabhu Ki Jai. Joy, 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 joy. And so if you're distributing Prem, it also means you're distributing joy, happiness, love. So when people meet someone who's full of love of Godhead, then they feel happy, they feel joyful. So they, what to speak of, they touch God, he's the reservoir origin of all prema, prema ashraya and prema vishaya in one. The prema ashraya is Radharani. She's the shelter and abode of all the prema, and the object of the prema is Krishna, prema vishaya, and it's all in, he's in one. And so they're, when you feel happy, what do? You sing. Oh, I fell in love with a girl next door. Do, 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 do. I fell in love. And the guy's kicking his heels. He's very happy. He fell in love. At least he thinks he fell in lust or whatever. So these guards from the temple that carry Jagannath to the cart, now they're carrying Jagannath to the house. They're carrying Lord Chaitanya to Sarvabhauma's house. And they're feeling joyful and they're filling the four directions with the names. There's probably four of them carrying him. He's big. He's 7 feet tall. Probably one in each leg and one in each shoulder or arm. So they filled, four men filled the four directions. Hine samaye sarva bhakta singha dwari Asya milila sabi harishantare. At that time, the devotees arrived at the Singhadwara entrance. The devotees that were coming, walking along with Lord Chaitanya, he ran ahead of them. And who were those devotees? So the six associates of Gauranga that were traveling with him from Navadvip to Puri, they finally arrived and caught up with the Lord. They met him at Singhadwara gate. And that was Nityananda, Gadadhar, and Jagananda Pandit, and Mukunda, and Brahmananda Bharati, and also the servant, the personal servant of Lord Gauranga, who was his godbrother, Govinda Das. So these six arrived there and met the Lord, and when they arrived there, they became harish antare. They became very happy inside to meet the Lord. Parama adbhuta sabhe dekhena asya pipalika gana jena anajaya lai. They all came and saw that supremely wonderful scene, which resembled, that's a very interesting analogy, it resembled ants carrying away a lump of food grains. In other words, the food grain in this analogy is Gauranga. And the ants are the carriers, the little puri chokidars. They're like little black ants. And this Lord Chaitanya was like a big golden piece of gehun. Like a big golden piece of gehun, you know, grains. Like this big golden lord, 7 feet tall, and these little 4 foot tall, you know, 4 feet, 5 feet tall little puri chokidars. They're like little black ants, you know, scurrying around with it, trying to move this way, that way with the Lord and carrying him. Emata praburaya neka lokadhari layajanena sabe mahanandakari. In this way, many people caught hold of the Lord and carried him in great ecstasy. He was like, the Lord is unconscious. Even unconsciously, the Lord is blessing us with mercy. Like someone might say, they argue, oh, Krishna's busy dancing in the Rasa dance. He's not conscious of me. He's not aware of me. He's too busy with Radharani and the gopis. How is he going to hear my prayers and send any mercy my way or glance my way or look at me? He's like preoccupied, totally engaged. And when you're busy with somebody, you say, hey, don't bother me, I'm busy. So, but the Lord, you know, he's unconscious. And just like when Jagannath is trying to get up on the carts in the Pandavijaya ceremony, Jagannath's mounting the carts, and there's a sign, Brahmanas, and everyone's, you know, they're four or five, and then Jagannath's becoming very heavy and very hard, difficult to move. And then more people join in, they're pushing, and more people get a chance to hold on to the Lord and push and pull. And so this whole scene is almost being reenacted here. That many people are catching hold of the Lord, and they carried him in great Mahananda. Everyone's in ecstasy trying to carry the Lord more. So this is his arrival in Puri, he's distributing the mercy. He himself is absorbed in his Madhurya. He's in his own Madhurya. It's Radharani, he's in Radhabhav, in Virahabhav. Where's my Jagannath? Where's my Gopal? Oh, look, Gopal's on top of the temple to see. No. And runs in and sees Rajendranandan and Shamasundar. And that's who he saw. When he saw Jagannath, he saw his Lord. He's separated from Krishna in Virahabhav, Mahabhav. So that's his Madhura. Madhurya Leela, the Lord relishing the sweetness of Krishna's love and beauty. And sweetness and charm for himself, by himself, of themselves. That's the Madhurya. But then simultaneously happening is the Audharya, the expansion, the distribution, the sharing with others. So he's lost in his own ecstasies of internal absorption, prema vesh. But in his unconscious state, he's allowing all these people to touch his body and carry him and do service. Sakshat seva to the Lord. And they're touching the body of the Lord and becoming blissful. And he's engaging them in chanting. And serve. As soon as he got there, engaged people in serving the Lord and chanting in ecstasy, even when he's unconscious. So that's pretty good prabhav. Adari is going on automatically. It's like, you know, you turn your computer on and say, you know, load, it's, you time it, say, okay, go on internet at this time and load this file or that. Then you go to sleep and automatically these functions are going on the computer. You know, copying this, that, whatever, you know. So Lord Chaitanya is absorbed in his internal ecstasy, and there's just Madhurya Bhav. But automatically, Audharya Mayi Gauranga, that distribution, that Audharya Leela is going on simultaneously at the same time. He's absorbed in Madhurya Bhav, fainted in ecstasy of having Swapna of Rajendranandan. And then meanwhile, people are carrying his body and chanting and engaging in Nav Sankirtan and Yuga Dharma and doing Vaishnav Seva. They think it's some great Vaishnava, they're doing Vaishnav Seva. So this is the expertise of the preacher, is to consciously and unconsciously engaged people in chanting Hare Krishna. So how does he unconsciously do that? Well, he unconsciously does it because he has a disciple, and then the disciple goes home, and then the mother is saying, "Oh, you know, what is your guru doing? You know, what is he doing now at this time of day?" Then the disciple says, "Oh, my guru, he's chanting Hare Krishna." So now the guru is unconscious, but he's actually preaching because the disciple is telling his mother, "You know, chant Hare Krishna." You know, so even guru is not aware of it, but so, you know, his name. Someone says, "Oh, he did like this," and they're like, "Oh, he did like that. Oh, what those Krishnas." Somehow, if someone is connected with the guru, consciously or unconsciously, they get connected with Krishna. Why is this guru, you know, engaging you like this? You know, you should work and make money. Why does he want you to just chant Hare Krishna? It's like this. Well, you can't make a living chanting Hare Krishna. What will you do in your old age? You're going to chant Hare Krishna and eat? Well, that's what I did in my young age and my old age. My young age, I was chanting Hare Krishna and eating sweet rice. And in my old age, I'm still chanting and I'm also eating. I never did anything different from my young age and my old age. Oh, when you're old, you know, what are you going to do if you just chant? People used to challenge me on the streets. Oh, you're young now and you're healthy. You think it's, you're just living in this institution. Where are you going to be when you're 50, 60 years old? You know, is Krishna going to make, Krishna's going to give you a house? What if the temple closes? What if they don't pay their rent and they close and make some law, no Hare Krishna's? And where are you going to live? Krishna's going to give you a house? He's going to give you food? Huh? What about insurance? You have no insurance policy, doctor, this, that. What are you going to do? I said, I have faith in Krishna. I'll just generate Krishna. I believe in God. God will do everything. So I can call those people back. Say, remember me? This is my house. This is my insurance policy, my house insurance policy, fire insurance. My disciple sells insurance. And this is my, you know, this is my food. And so do you believe me now? Oh, yeah. No, I think your father died and left you a bunch of money. No, my father gave me the money for all this, but he gave me all the support. My father is Krishna, same as your father. But the difference between you and I is I believe in my father and you don't. You believe in yourself, I believe in my father, and he takes care of myself. You believe in yourself and try to take care of yourself. I believe in God, and he takes care of myself. I believe in the Supreme Self. And serve the Supreme Self, and he automatically takes care of the one single self. So I'm being maintained by belief, you're being maintained by hard work, sweat and toil, grunting and groaning, complaining and crying. Singha dware namaskari sarva bhaktagan hari she prabhura pache karila gaman. After offering their obeisances at Singhadwara, the devotees joyfully followed the Lord. I just see, this is Ragmarg, Ragmayi Bhakti. This is Bhakti that the rules and regulations are, if you come to the temple, you go in the, you cross the threshold of the temple, then you enter the temple and go to see the Thakurji, the deity, the Murti, the Archivigra. And you go and you do some puja or some stutis or stavas or prayers and offer some flower garland or some sweets or something. Greens, a carrots, a handful of rice. And you take darshan, then you go. But now it's, these are the Antaranga Bhaktis, Lord Chaitanya. They're on Rag Marg, Prem Marg. Premi Bhaktis, Nityananda, Jagannanda, Gadadhar, Mukunda, Govinda Das, Brahmananda Bharati. And they're all there, and Lord Chaitanya is coming out. They're looking for Lord Chaitanya. They lost him. He ran ahead in the speed of love. And they say, oh, there he is. You know, where's he going? And they say, he's unconscious. And they say, well, so they were in the Singhadwara. Singhadwara is the Purva Dig, the Purva Dwara, the eastern gate of the Jagannath temple. And you have to go. They met him at Singhadwara, means the gate. And if I meet somebody at your front gate, that doesn't mean, you're in the bedroom and I come in the front gate. So I haven't actually seen you. And if somebody comes in my front gate of my property, they don't see me. So they said, oh, anyway, okay, Jai Jagannath. And right at the Singhadwara gate, they just offered obeisances, and they said, this is my Lord. Gauranga is my Lord. You're Jagannath. Namaste, Jagannath. All glories, Lord of the universe. Then they just ran away with Lord Chaitanya, because this is Ragmarg. You follow the love and the attachment for the Lord, not the rules and regulations. So this is genuine. It's not to be imitated or pretend. Otherwise, an ordinary devotee just would go in and pay obeisances. But they're walking all the way. Finally, got the puri. They don't even go in the temple of Jagannath, in the place of Jagannath Puri. After offering obeisances at the Singhadwara, not at the Darshan Mandap, they didn't even enter the temple. It was after Singhadwara. You go through Singhadwara, like if people don't know, you pass through the Singhadwara gate. Then you have to go a little. You walk a little bit. Then you walk up 22 steps, and then on the right hand side is Anand Bazaar, I think, where they have the prasad. Then you turn left and go up more steps, and go to some other platform, and then another platform, more steps, and left and right and left, and finally you enter the temple of Jagannath, as far as I understand. Then it's a long way to the altar, so they didn't get anywhere near darshan, but there's a deity of Patita Pavan at the gate, but I don't know when that was installed. There's some history about that. He was installed within the last few hundred years or so for some lecha, some story about some lecha wanted to come, and they wouldn't let him in the temple. So then Jagannath appeared in a dream and said, install me by the gate. And so then every fallen people can see Jagannath, Patita Pavan Jagannath. So I don't know if he was there 500 years ago, but he's there now, right inside the Singhadwara gate, you know, right inside. It's very interesting. So much going on here in this one little phrase, and you can see the behavior of the devotee. Why are they acting like this? And what's causing this? The intensity of their love and their genuine rag or attachment for the Lord is transcending. They're transcendental to the rules and regulations. Rag marg, you don't have to follow the ordinary rules and regulations of Vaidhi Sadhana if you have genuine rag. Not to be, you know, oh yeah, forget it. I don't want to go to a temple, forget about it. No, then it's an offensive. A devotee doesn't go and daily pay obeisances and respects to the Lord. Sarvaloke dari sarva bomera mandire anilena kapat patila tanradware. All the people brought Gauranga to Sarvabhauma's house, and the door was locked from within. Prabhura siya jay milila bhaktagan deki haila sarvabhauma harishita man. Sarvabhauma was pleased to see all the devotees who had come to see Gauranga. Jata jogya sambhasha kariya sabama sane. Vasilena Sandehe Pangila Takakshane. After appropriately greeting devotees, Sarvabhauma sat down and his doubts were removed. Barasuki Hoyla Sarvabhauma Mahashai Aratanra Kiva Bhagya Falaro Udhai. Sarvabhauma Mahashai was most pleased. Who could be more fortunate than him? He's sitting there talking to Lord Nityananda and Gadadhar and Govinda and Ramananda Bharati, and they're explaining who is this person that you're carrying to your house. Then he's like, oh, all my doubts are removed. He thought he was some great Siddha Mahatma or some great devotee, and they didn't realize he's Bhagavan. So who could be more fortunate than him that Bhagavan is, you know, coming to your house and you're doing service in this hour of necessity? Service is judged by necessity. It was necessary for someone to come to the Lord's rescue or aid at that time. The Chokidaris wanted to beat him, and Sarvabhauma stopped them and said, no, he was a big acharya there. He was a Raj Guru, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, the Raj Guru of Puri. He says, no, I'll take charge of this person. Jara Kirti Matra Sarva Vedi Vakya Kari Anajase Seishvara Aila Mandire. The Lord, whose glories are described in the Vedas, has now personally come to his house. This is Vrindavan Das Thakur saying, first he said, who can be more fortunate than him? And someone might ask the question, what makes him so fortunate? What makes Sarvabhauma so fortunate? Bhagyafal Udai. Bhagyafal Udai. Bhagyafal, the fruits of all his fortune was now rising. Udai means to rise. Has now risen. Bhagyafal. Like Bhagya means he did so many auspicious and fortunate activities in his life, and now he's getting the fruits. Sometimes we do so many tapasyas and austerities and penances, and we wonder, gee, when am I getting any fruits? Is anything happening? And we do so many bratas and so many pujas and so many chanting, so many mantras. Then one fine day, that fortune will rise. The fruits of our fortune will fructify. Our fortune will fructify in either this life or next life. Because the seeds were planted by Guru, the seeds of fortune. the seed of service is planted in the heart, and then we do bhakti bhajan, and that bhakti, that seed grows into a lata, and that lata grows into a tree, and the tree produces leaves, and finally the fruit. And the fruit of that tree of bhakti is prem. That is the ultimate bhagya. The ultimate fortune is prem, Krishna prem. Bhagya phal udhai. Udhai means to rise, to appear, to manifest, to show, to see. So that bhagya phal, the fruit of our, the fruit of all our endeavors, the fruit of all our service and devotional endeavors will appear, udai, manifest, rise in the sky of our heart at the time of perfection, and we'll experience the pure love of God in our mind and heart and very life. That will certainly be the Mahabhagya Kal. Mahabhagya Kal will be the most auspicious time for anyone when they experience that. So this is Sarvabhauma's moment of reckoning. His fortune is, he's cashing in on his stocks. He's selling out at a high price. He bought a lot of stocks at 10 rupees. Now they're selling for 10,000 rupees one share. And he bought one share of stocks for 10 rupees. So now he's making big time profit. Garanga's coming in his house. That's all. God is coming in your house. He's having Sakshat Darshan moment to moment from the first time he laid his eyes on me. Sakshat Darshan of God. He's holding him. He's carrying him. He's directing it. Nityananda Deki Sarvabhauma Mahashai Laila Charana Duli Karya Vinay. When Sarvabhauma Mahashai saw Nityananda, he humbly took the dust from his lotus feet. Charana Duli Vinay. Vinay means humility. Vinay. Manushyadilena sarvabhoma sabasane. Chalilena sabhe jagannatha darshane. Sarvabhoma deputed one man to take them for darshan of Lord Jagannath. So now, after they were at the gate of the temple, and then they went over to Sarvabhoma's house down the street, near the Shweta Ganga, Sarvabhoma Acharya's house. And he said, look, go take him for darshan. Jai manushya jaye dekhaite jagannath nivedana kare se kariya jodahat. The man who was deputed to take them to see Jagannath folded his hands and appealed to them. It's so nice. I mean, it's almost like you're seeing a movie. Each verse is like depicting scene by scene by scene. You know, because they could just say, oh, take him to the temple. But then now the camera's on the man. So the camera's on Sarvabhauma. Yes, I will depute one man to take you. And he turns, yes, you. And then the camera goes to that person. And the guy says, who, me? You know. And then he folds his hands, yes, sir, because he's a Rajguru, and this is just some peon or some shishya or whatever. Maybe he's a shishya, we don't know. Some servants appointed by the king to look after his needs or necessities, house servants. So he's saying, yes, yes, sir. And he's folding his hands. And so then the camera's on him, humbly accepting the order on his head and ready, enthusiastically ready to carry it out. So then he explains, he gives them an order. The man who was deputed to take them to see Jagannath folded his hands and appealed to them. Oh. So apparently this guard that carried Lord Chaitanya to Sarvabhauma's house, he was in the temple and he saw what Lord Chaitanya did, and he said, now he sees, oh, these are some of his friends. He's a sannyasi, there's a Nityananda, he's a sannyasi, and Gadadhar, there's all these other sadhus. So then he told him, he said, Stirahai, Jagannath Sabe Dekiba, Purva Gosanira Mata Kehana Kariba. He was saying, listen, you know, I'll take you to the temple, but don't do what your buddy did. Don't go into this ecstatic thing like this guy did. Maintain your composure when you see Lord Jagannath. Subdeki, when all of you see Jagannath, stirahai, stira, like yudhisthira, mean firm, be fixed, be steady. Don't do anything like that last Goswami has done. Purva Gosai, mata keya nakariba. Don't go mata. Hey, don't go crazy on us like your big golden friend did a few hours ago. And then he goes on. This is on the camera's on him now. The camera's on this person who's asked to take them for darshan, the panda or whatever. Ki rupa tomara, Ki rupa tomara? Kichuna pari bujite. Stira hai deka tabijai dekaite. I can't understand what kind of persons you are. If you remain peaceful, if you promise to be peaceful when seeing Lord Jagannath, then I will take you. They obviously can't understand because he's talking to God. He's talking to Nityananda. Jai Rupa Tomara Karilena Eka Jan Jagannatha Dhaive Rahilena Simhasan. This panda goes on to say to the devotees, it was by the arrangement of providence that Jagannath remained on a singhasan after what your companion did. Visheshava ka kiba jedakila tan seachare anjera ki dehi rahe pran. What more will I say? Everyone who saw your Gauranga fall forcefully to the ground thought that he could not survive. Eteke tomara sava achintya katan samvariya dekiba karilun nevedan. These topics are beyond my understanding. Therefore, my request is to all of you. I'll take you to the temple under one condition. You should all control yourselves by taking darshan. No ecstatic fits, no jumping, running, fainting, crashing on the floor. So how did the devotees... So this guy is really worried, this Chokidar, this temple guard, he's going to take them there, escort them there, but he's really worried they're going to do a whole show because only one man before went into his whole show and disturbed the whole place. Now there's five, six, there's six of them. They're all going to go bananas when they see Jagannath. They're all going to go crazy, rolling on the floor, somersaults, backflips, you know, crying, hunkar. It's going to make them turn the place into bedlam. A whole riot, the whole temple is going to break out in the riot. So he wants to caution them, listen, you know, don't go crazy over there. So this is the power, because he knows the power of Jagannath. This one Gosai came there, he went crazy. He almost killed himself, and crashing on the floor, here and there, collapsing on the floor. So how did the devotees, how did Nityananda respond? Gadadhar, Govindadas, how did they respond, Jagannatha Pandit? Shuni sabhe hasite lagila bhaktagan, chinta nahi bali sabhe karila gaman. On hearing the words of this escort, temple escort, the devotees all began to laugh. Oh, Nitai, Jagai, did you hear that? Oh my God. They told this escort, the panda, don't worry, everything will be all right. And then they all departed. Asi dekhilene chaturvyuha Jagannath prakata paramananda bhakta vargasat. When they went to the temple and saw chaturvyuha Jagannath, who is the source of all transcendental happiness, and who is accompanied by his devotees, Sri Jagannath is non-different from Vasudev. One of the quadruple expansions of the Supreme Lord, Pradyumna and Aniruddha, are included in him. Deki sabha lagilena karite krandan dandavata pradakshina karinastavan. So why Vrindavan Das Thakur is saying that they went to, and also said earlier about Lord Chaitanya, he saw Chaturvyuha Jagannath. So Chaturvyuha means four expansions, four forms, like Kaya Vyuha. Bodies expanded from Radharani, expanded forms of Radharani, the Asasakis or Kaya Vyuha. So Chaturvyuha means expanded forms from Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna. So they are, who are those Chaturvyuha? There's Krishna who expands as Vasudev Krishna. And Vasudev Krishna, Krishna himself, or say Balaram, Balaram is also Krishna, but Balaram expands as Sankarshan. And then that Vasudeva Krishna expands as Pradyumna and Aniruddha, the mind and the super soul or whatever. So now, on the altar is Balaram. Balaram is Natashesh, Sankarshan, and Jagannath. So that's two. That's two of the Chaturvyuha, Vasudeva Krishna, Jagannath, and Sankarshan, Natashesh, Balaram. Now, where's the other two? Because there's Shubhadra there and Sudarshan disc, Sudarshan chakra. So the other two are Pradyumna and Aniruddha, and they're within Vasudeva. So Jagannath's there, three are there. And Balaram is there, that's four. So when they went to have Chaturvyuha Jagannath Darshan. Deke sabe lagilena karita krandan dandavata pradakshina karina stavan. When the devotees saw Jagannath, they began to cry. They offered their obeisances, circumambulated the Lord, and then recited prayers. So they were a little bit more, it was a mixture here of Rag Marg and Vaidhi Marg. Because in Vaidhi Marg, path of rules and regulations, when one comes in the temple, he's supposed to offer dandavats to the Lord. And he's supposed to offer stavas, sutis and stavas to the Lord. Venam kavantam aravindadalayataksham parhavatam samasitam buddhasundarangam kandarpa koti kamaniya vishesha shobham govindamari purusham tamaham bhajami Shri Krishnam Shri Ganashamam Purnananda Kalevaram Dvibujam Savadevesham Radha Lingata Vigraham Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha Jagathitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namaha Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya Cha Nanda Gopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute. Like this, he offers different prayers to the Lord, and then he's supposed to do Prikama, Thakurji Prikama or Mandir Prikama. So here we see Nityananda Gadadhara Jagannatha Govinda, the six devotees that were accompanying Lord Chaitanya in his Nilachala Gamana Lila. They are now, of course, that's the Vaidhi aspect of it. But then the Rag is crying. We go to the temple, we take darshan, we offer dandabats, we offer prayers, we circumambulate the Lord, do pradakshina or prikama, but do we cry? Krandan. We see the Lord, and we just say, oh, that's a nice garland. Oh, that's a beautiful outfit. Oh, that's a nice crown. It's all just bouncing off our eyes. But Krishna's form is not bouncing off our heart. Krishna's form is just bouncing off her eyeballs. And her eyeballs are interpreting that sensation and saying, oh, that's a red outfit, that's, you know, yellow garland, the rose garland. But when they took darshan of Lord Jagannath in their rag, their intense rag, Krishna Rati, their intense love and attachment for Krishna became stimulated by that darshan, and they responded with sattvic vikaras, crying, krandan. Prabhura Galara Mala Brahmana Aniya Dilena Sabaragale Santoshita Haya. The Brahmana priest happily brought Lord Jagannath's flower garlands and offered them to the devotees. And Jagannath inspired them also, Jagannath in the heart of these devotees, inspiring them to greet the Lord like that. The Brahmana priest, they very happily did it. Agya Mala Paya Sabe Santoshita Man. Aila Satware Sarva Bhomera Bhavan. Having received the Lord's mercy in the form of his garlands, the devotees joyfully returned to Sarva Bhoma's house. You see, this is the difference between Bhakti Vichara, Lokik Vichara, and Alokik Vichara. Lokik Vichara is the consideration of the population, how the majority think or see or act or perceive. So someone will say, oh, this man, this pujari, this priest, he gave a garland, he gave a flower garland to these yatris, these pilgrims. So that's lokik vichara. But Vrindavanas Thakur is a lokik jan. He's a transcendentalist, he's devotee. So he has divya drishti, he has prem drishti, prem lochan. He has the eyes of devotion. So with the eyes of devotion, you can see the devotees. With the eyes of devotion, you can see Krishna. And with eyes of devotion, you can see the interaction between Bhagavan and the bhaktas. Their relationship of love and how they interact with one another. One serves the other, one receives, one. And they both receive and they both serve each other in a loving bond of harmony. So he's writing that they received the garlands, but they weren't garlands. They didn't see them as garlands. They saw them as mercy. Agyamala. They said, Agyamala. Agyamala. Agya means order. Says that they feel this agya, says agyamala paya santoshitaman sattva. So everyone became, they're santosh, they're very happy to see that the Lord gave the order. Agya mala. Agya means a mala, an order. Did you order this mala? Like you order a pizza. You call up on the telephone, order a pizza. So you order it. So it's agya. Agya means order. It's agya pizza. There's agya pizza, then direct sakshat pizza. Sakshat pizza, you go in the shop and you say, I want that when you buy it. On the spot. But you order it, they don't even see you. And you don't, all of a sudden the pizza arrives. But that pizza only arrived because the order was given. So the pizza in this case is the mala, the prasadi mala. And the order is the order of God. Things move because of people move things. Things don't move themselves. So the garland is a thing, it's an object. It's not sentient and perceptive. So the Jagannath, who's the Paramatma, he entered into the heart and brain of the Pujari and said, you know, I order you to take my mala off my neck and offer it to Nityananda and Jagananda and Gadadhar. So that's called Agyamala. So recognizing that, the Lord has sent this to us. The Lord has given us this mala, and we became so happy. This garland has been ordered for us. The Lord ordered this garland for us. Oh, why are you giving this to me? Oh, I was told to give you this garland. So that means somebody ordered me. Well, somebody ordered you to give me a garland. Yes. So it's agya garland, an ordered garland, garland by order. I didn't order it. I didn't order. Give me a garland, Pujari. Like sometimes people do, they go to the Pujari. Oh, can I have a mala? Can I just that? So the agya garland. So that agya garland is called mercy. When they receive the Lord's mercy in the form of a garland. So when a devotee receives something from the Lord, he considers it prasad. Anything, any remnants or remains or something coming from the Lord is called prasad. It's the mercy of the Lord. It's the grace of the Lord. Whether it's food or clothes or good words or books or anything that comes from Krishna, then we say, oh, this is prasad. This is a mercy. So now the mercy of the Lord has come in the form of this agya garland. Oh, our Lord has recognized us. Our Jagannath has recognized us. He's sending his love. He's ordered his love. He's ordered his pujari, give my love to my devotees who have come, long yatra, they've come to see me. So they're very happy. Because actually, what makes one happy is the recipient of love. When he receives love, he becomes happy. So the Lord is loving them. They've been thinking of Jagannath for so many months, walking all the way to Puri. And now they're there, beholding his beautiful darshan with their lotus eyes and hearts. And he's loving them in return. He's embracing them. When they take the garland, they'll be putting on their neck. And what do lovers do? Lovers embrace each other and hold each other by the neck. The lover hangs on the lover. And puts arms around the lover and hangs on the body, hangs. So the garland is the loving embrace of Jagannath. So when they put on the garland, they're experiencing the loving embrace of Jagannath, prema lingata. So that's certainly santosh. If one experiences a loving embrace from the Lord, it'll be santosh. Santosh, toshan, completely, utterly, absolutely, samyak, fully satisfied. Mind tosh, mantosh, indriya tosh, deha tosh, everything. You'll be fully satisfied, mind, heart, soul, body, everything, by receiving the love of the Lord. So that's the favor, that's the mercy, that's the grace, and I got this by this garland. So Vrindavan Das Thakur, having received Jagannath's mercy in the form of his prasadi mala, the six devotees accompanying Lord Gauranga, they joyfully return to Sarvabhauma's house. So they're going from joy to joy. They're going from Anandam, Jagannath Mandir, to Anandam, Sarvabhauma's house, to see the personification of bliss and love, Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya is a personified form of beauty and bliss, beauty and love. So they're having a good program here, going from one love abode to another love abode. Prabhura Ananda Murcha Hoila Jemate Baya Nahi Bileka Achena Se Mate. Gauranga remained unconscious in ecstasy. He did not display even a tinge of external consciousness. He's out. He's totally out. He's gone. Everyone's saying he's unconscious, but actually he's completely conscious. What kind of conscious? Krishna conscious. He's absorbed in Krishna consciousness because he is she and she is Radharani, Radha Bhav, Mahabhav. And she saw her Lord and took her Lord Shamsundar, Brajananda and Jagannath through the aperture of her eyes, and then Lord Jagannath entered her heart and tightly embraced her and kissed her, and she fell unconscious in a swoon of ecstatic rapture and divine love. So this, now of course they were in great bliss and santosh in the mandir, receiving that reciprocation from Jagannath Swami. Now they've rushed off to Sarvabhauma's house down the street, a few hundred meters down the street. Now they've entered the house and still, after all, still the Lord's unconscious. And now they, that santosh is being kind of dissolved, that wave of feelings, that sanchari, that wave in their ocean of sthayi bhava, that ulas is now like, oh, wait a minute. You can be happy one minute and sad the next. You can be very happy mood and all of a sudden you get bad news and you start, you know, crying and, hey, what happened? Oh, my father died or whatever, you know. Moods can change in a moment. The heart is a very liquid, moving liquid aspect of the being. So now, this drama, I don't know what the musical score will be in the movie, but there's all happy music in the temple. Now, doom, 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 doom. You know, what's changes the music now, and it gets more sober, and some hesitation, and some consternation, concern. Vasya chena sarvabhauma padatale, chaturdiki bhaktagan ram krishna bale. So when they entered the house, what did they see? That their Lord, their Gauranga Mahaprabhu, was still unconscious. And Sarvabhauma was sitting at the Lord's feet, and all the devotees were surrounding him on all sides, chanting, Ram Krishna, Ram Krishna, Ram Krishna. That's when something inauspicious is there, then they counteract it by chanting the name of the Lord, or because it's like he's in a coma. It appears like he's in a coma. He's like dead, or so people are worried. Ram Krishna, Ram Krishna, Ram Krishna. Achintya Gamya Gora Chandra Charita. Tine Prahario Bhaya Nahi Kadachita. The characteristics of Gora Chandra are inconceivable. Achintya Charita. Sri Chaitanya Achintya Charitamrita. Right? Sri Chaitanya Achintya Charitamrita. Very inconceivable. Teachings and stories, life story and characteristics, the life, the charita. Gauranga did not regain external consciousness even after 9 hours. So if someone's a doctor, they would come and say, oh, the Lord is in coma. Shaneke utila sarva jagat jivan haridwani karite lagila bhaktagan. After a while, the life and soul of the universe regained external consciousness, and all the devotees began chanting the name of Hari, Hari. Don't run away from us. Don't steal our hearts again. Hari, Hari. Hari Dwani Karite Lagila Bhaktagan. Sarva Jagat Jivan Lagila Bhaktagan. Sarva Jagat Jivan. He's the life of the whole universe, especially the universe of devotees. Gauranga is a very life force. Vidyavadu jivanam. Stirahai prabhu jignasena savastan. Kahadeki ajimora? Kon vivaran? Gauranga peacefully asked everyone. Stira, very controlled, self-composed, controlled. Stira prabhu. Stira prabhu. Tell me, what happened to me today? he was lost in Prem Avesh. Sheshe Nityananda Prabhu Kahite Lagila. Jagannath Deki Matra Tumi Murcha Gela. Nityananda replied, immediately after seeing Jagannath, you fell unconscious. Daive Sarvabhoma Achilena Se Stan. Dharitama Anilena Apana Bhavan. By providence, by the mercy of God, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was there in the temple, taking darshan also at the same time. He caught hold of you and brought you to his house. Ananda aveshitumi hai paravas, bhaye na janila tina prahara divas. Prabhu, you were so overwhelmed in ecstasy. Paravesh, ananda avesh, parave, paravas, that you did not regain consciousness for 9 hours. Teen prahara divas. Paravash. E sarvabhoma namaskarena tom hare. Ate vyate prabhur sarvabhoma kole kare. This is Sarvabhoma here offering you obeisances. The Lord then hurriedly embraced Sarvabhoma. Because he didn't know who he was. And Lord Nityananda said, you know, this is what happened. You fell on the floor, and this Sarvabhoma, and this is him, and this is the Sarvabhoma. Oh, you rescued me, you brought me to my house. Immediate reciprocation. See, the Lord immediately reciprocates any kind of service rendered by his devotees. It's not a big thing. He didn't do such a big thing. He was just there, and he fainted, so he understood something about maybe he's in some ecstasy, and because the guards wanted to arrest him. If it was left, if Sarvabhoma wasn't there, what would have happened? That's why he said, by providence, Daivi, by divine arrangement, because if Sarvabhoma wasn't there, then what would happen? Just some madman comes in, no one would understand that maybe some siddhasant, because that Sarvabhoma thought he was some siddhasant in an ecstatic rapture of samadhi. He could understand that much. He didn't know he was God. But he thought maybe that. But the guard says, hey, what's this guy? The golden madman is trying to defile our deity, break our deity. They would keep him there. And he's fainted. They said, okay, let's put him in jail. We don't know if he wakes up what he's going to do again. He's a big giant. He'll just knock us all down and take the deity. You know, like some big giant comes in the temple and starts, and then he faints. And you're not just going to leave him there? You're going to put some chains on him and lock him up or put him in a room. So they probably would have taken him in confinement in some little prison or something and called the king and the head bajari. Hey, look at this guy. What do we do with this guy? Then they would come and examine and say, I don't know. We'll just keep him here locked up. So the Sarvabhoma took him to his house and he got proper treatment. And the Lord immediately embraced him. What fortune. That's really Mahabhagya. Mahabhagya. Bhagya. Was it Bhagya Phalu Dai? His fruit of his good deeds really manifested and arose right then when Lord Chaitanya embraced him. Jagannath Sarvabhoma Premalingata Ki Jai. Prabhupali, Jagannatha Bhadakripa Mai, Anilena Mori, Sarvabhoma Alai. Gauranga said, Jagannath is made of mercy, he's most merciful. For he brought me to the house of Sarvabhoma. So this is the, as we heard earlier, that sometimes Gauranga's in the Vaishnava Vesh. Vrindavan Das Thakur said he's in Vaishnava Vesh. He's absorbed in the mood and mannerisms of Vaishnava. So this is what a Vaishnava, this is the thinking of a Vaishnava, that Krishna's doing everything. Everything's Krishna's mercy, like the king and the minister. The story of the king and the minister, king got his finger cut off, and you know the story. So the Lord Chaitanya, you could say, there's many things going on, but you could say he's still in Vaishnava Vesh, which he was earlier in this description of this chapter too. And he's speaking like a Vaishnava. It's Jagannath's mercy that he brought me to your house, Sarvabhoma. This is the mercy. He's so merciful. Kripamai. Bhara Kripamai. Bhara Kripamai. First, we could say that Jagannath is Bhara Kripa. He's big time mercy. But then you say Kripa Maya. Maya means made of, composed of, saturated with, impenetrated with. It's like you can sometimes, okay, he's merciful. So you exhibit mercy sometimes. But are you saturated with mercy? Are you compressed mercy? Is your eyes, your face, your eyes, your hands, your body, your heart, everything is made of mercy? You may have a little anger. I'll say sometimes merciful, sometimes angry, sometimes, you know, different aspects of me. Lord Jagannath is described as Jagannath Bhara Kripamoy. Kripamoy. He's made of, he's saturated with Kripa, mercy. And not only that, is he saturated with a little bit of mercy? You know, like someone may be saturated with money. Oh, that guy he's drowning in money. How much money he has? Yeah, he's about 10 crores. Oh, but if someone's really drowning in money, then he has 10,000 crores. Right. So he's Bhara Kripamoy. Bhara means heavy. He's heavy Kripa. He's not only made of mercy, but that mercy is heavy, it's deep, it's powerful, it's unlimited. And so Lord Chaitanya is glorifying Jagannath. A very beautiful phrase. He's saying Jagannath is Buttercreep of mine. God is mercy. Oh, God is mercy. God is made of mercy. God is made of unlimited mercy. God is unlimitedly merciful. And he has brought me to your house. It is God that is bringing everyone everywhere. Krishna says in Gita, Ishvara Sarvabhutana Vridesh Arjuna Tishtati Ramayan Sarvabhutana Yantra Ridani Maya. This yantra that we're living in, this body we're living in, is Maya. It's made of the Maya. No, earth, water, fire, ether, right? So this is a yantra, a machine that the soul is traveling in. And Krishna is in the heart, and he's directing the wanderings of all living entities. Brahmayan, sarvabhutan. Brahmayan means wandering. So the devotee sees that the Lord is directing all my wanderings, and the Lord is directing everyone that's wandering to me, and everywhere I'm going, and whatever comes to me is the mercy of the Lord. He gives me this, he gives me that, it's his mercy. He gives me punishment, it's his mercy. He gives me praise, it's his mercy. He gives me nothing, it's his mercy. He gives me everything, it's his mercy. He neglects me, it's his mercy. He loves me absolutely, and he's all over me with his affection and attention. It's his mercy. He never looks at me, glances at me, talks to me, thinks of me, anything. That's his mercy. The Lord is all mercy, so he's merciful. He's just different ways he stretches and expresses his love towards his devotees. So he's saying that he's brought me to your house. Parama sandeha chitte achila amara ki rupe paibe ami samhati tamara. Goranga goes on. I was greatly anxious about how I would attain your association. I think previously when he was in Shantipur, the elderly and senior Advaita Acharya mentioned, you're going to Puri, you should look up this great pundit, great Acharya. He's a great Acharya of Naya, Sarvambhattacharya. Sarvambhattacharya, I think maybe once he came to Navadvipa before Lord Chaitanya was born, and he met Madhusudan Vachaspati. And Madhusudan Vachaspati, I think he was a great scholar of Naya, or he had one book on Naya, like the only book. And so he allowed Sarvabhauma to make a handwritten copy of that, and maybe taught him, and then Sarvabhauma went back. There's some story like this. So he's a very famous pundit of logic, and Lord Chaitanya studied logic also in the toll. He was famous for arguing with his students in Naya. And so he said, well, you're going there, you're a great pundit, Nimai pundit, you should meet this great pundit of Puri, Jagannath Puri, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. So he had it in mind to meet him, and this interesting way you met him. So that's why he said, I was anxious how I would meet you. Krishna taha purna kari lena ana yase heta bali sarvabhome chahi prabhu hase, Goranga said. But Krishna has easily fulfilled my desire. Again, tracing everything out to the center. This is the Vaishnava Vesh. One is really absorbed in Vaishnava's thinking. Vaishnava Vesh means Vaishnava thinking, Vaishnava dressing, Vaishnava speaking, Vaishnava acting, Vaishnava eating, Vaishnava dreaming, Vaishnava everything. Then he sees everything as Krishna's mercy. He traces everything to the center. He's the cause of all causes. The cause is the center. The center, everything begins with the beginning point is the center. And the center of everything, the beginning of everything, and the cause of everything is Krishna, God. So then he traces out, I was recommended to meet you when I came to Puri, so I also had a desire to meet you. And my desire to meet you was fulfilled by the Lord. So the disciple or whatever, he has a desire to meet a representative of the Lord, a desire to meet a guru or a guide, and Krishna arranges. Then he thinks, oh, Krishna has arranged, I meet this guide or this guru. It's the same thing here. Krishna has easily fulfilled my desire. I didn't even ask anybody. I came to Puri and said, who's Sarvabhauma, where does he live? And go not looking for him. He came to me. It's almost like that. The guru, the guru comes to us. Krishna arranges. It's said that the spiritual master is always there. Whenever the conditioned soul is ready, then he manifests. After speaking these words, Goranga looked at Sarvabhauma and smiled. So, Goranga is so affectionate, so loving, so grateful, so appreciative. But he never forgets Krishna for a second. He shows all the such wonderful etiquette, such wonderful behavior. The Sarvabhauma, remember now, Lord Chaitanya is 24 years old. He just took sannyas. And Sarvabhauma is about 80 years old. He has 50,000 disciples. And a big acharya. He's quite senior and respectable in all categories. He's an acharya. Lord Chaitanya is not an acharya. He doesn't have any disciples. He's just a new sannyasi. He's a big, famous acharya. So how much he's dealing with him like a father, and I'm so fortunate to get your association. I was anxious, you know, chitte. I was disturbed. How will I meet you? You're such a famous, great person. Oh, but my Lord, my Krishna has fulfilled my desire. And then he's speaking like this, and he looks at Sarvabhauma, and he smiles so beautifully and lovingly. Mind-stealing, Manohar. Smita Manohar, this mind-stealing smile. Lord Chaitanya is smiling at him. He's like, heart must have melted on the spot. He's already carried the Lord. He's already touched the body of the Lord, seen the Lord in ecstasy, touched the body of the Lord, carried him, did service. Now the Lord is speaking to him so lovingly and respectfully. Now the Lord's smiling at him. Says that if the Lord smiles at you, you can attain Krishna Prema, you can attain Bhava. It's called a Lochandan. Hardadan, Lochandan, and Vachika Dan, nectar devotion, three ways by which one can attain Bhava without doing anything. Just the Lord looks at you, Lochan looks at you, Prem Lochan. So he's looking at him and smiling. Lucky person. Jagannath, now he goes on, Jagannath Degi Chitte Haila Amar, Dharyani Vaksha Maje Tui Apanar. Lord Gauranga reveals. No, excuse me. Prabhupada, Shuni Aji Amara Akyan, Jagannath Asi Deki Lana Vidyaman. Gauranga said, Sarvabhauma, now hear what happened to me today when I went and I saw Jagannath. Because he was taking darshan, he just saw out of the corner of his eye some golden person running and then fainting. That's all Sarvabhauma. He himself was taking darshan, and somebody streaks past you, yelling, and then, I go, what's that? Usually quiet people praying this, that. And you, an outburst, hunkara, roaring, Krishna, and running full speed, and the chokers are alarmed, they come out with their sticks, what's this, watch out, crazy man. Because it happens sometimes, people freak out in the temples and go crazy. You know, they see millions of people every year in the Jagannath temples. So he didn't know what he was thinking, or he didn't know what happened, or why, but he knew he was... By the symptoms, when he put the cotton under his nose, he, no breathing, understood, this isn't just fainting, this person's in deep internal consciousness, must be some samadhi. So then he took him to his house. He did that. He did that when he first saw him. 9 hours before, when he fainted in the temple. So that he understood something, that he's in some ecstatic rapture or swoon of samadhi. So now the Lord is revealing, this is what happened. You want to know what happened? Jagannatha Deki, Chitte Haila Amar, Dhari Ani Vaksha Maje Tui Apanar. Gaura said, Sarvabhauma, when I saw Jagannath, I had an urge to grab him and embrace him to my chest. So, what does this mean? This is Prima Lingata, Radha Lingata Vigraha. Sri Krishnam, Sri Ganashamam, Purna Nanda Kalevaran Dwi Bhujam Sarvadevesham Radha Lingata Vigraham. He's always embracing the form of Radha. Who's that? Who's doing that? Ganasham. Who's Ganasham? Jagannath Ganasham. That beautiful black lord. He's like this color. I like this. Bluish grey, like a rain cloud. So this is Radha, he's in Radha Bhav. So when a lover sees her beloved, she wants to embrace him to her breast, they say chest or breast, hold him tightly on her breast, and just her love is coming out to her heart, and so she wants to express it that way, embrace. The closest thing to her heart of the woman or the wife, the lover, is her breast, and she embraces. So this is, he's in Radha Bhav, in separation from Krishna, for 2 months separated, and, oh my Krishna, sham, 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 ah. So you know what I was thinking? I was thinking this. So how Sarvabhauma can understand that? It takes one to know one. So Sarvabhauma is not in Mahabhav. Sarvabhauma is not in, not, he's still an Aya. He hasn't been converted by Lord Chaitanya. He doesn't know anything of who he really is. It's that he's Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahayanya. He doesn't know that he's Radha. Bahir Radha Antara Krishna, Krishna. He doesn't know this in Krishna's experience in Radha's Kanti and Bhav. Radha Kanti and Radha's Mahabhav. He doesn't know all of that now. Later he'll find out. Dhari Vaksha Maje. I want to hold him, embrace him, hold him to my chest. So Lord Gauranga goes on a lot. He reveals his mind. Guyati, Akyati, Guyakti. He's revealing his mind to his devotee, the servant, Sarvabhauma. Dhari Te Ge Lama Matra Jagannatha Ami. Tabe Ki Haila Sheshe Ara Nahi Jani. Gauranga said, but after I ran to embrace Jagannath, I don't know what happened. Daive Sarvabhauma Aji Achila Nikate Ateva Raksha Haila E Mahashank Sankate. By providence, Sarvabhauma, you were there in the temple at that time also taking darshan. So I was saved from a great calamity. As I mentioned, the Chokidars would have beat him. Even though he fell unconscious, they would have beat him and then dragged him away. Aji hai te yami e bali dhadaiye. Jagannatha deki bana bahire takiya. Gauranga said, I declare, from today onward, I will take darshan of Lord Jagannath from a great distance. Abhyantari ara ami pravesha nahiba. Garudera pacherai ishvara dakiba. Gaur said, I will not enter the temple, the inner sanctum, inner darshan mandap. I will see Jagannath while standing next to the Garuda Stamba. Bhagye ami aji na darilun Jagannath. Tabe ta sankata aji haita amata. It was fortunate today that I did not grab Jagannath today and embrace him to my chest. If I had done so, I would have been in big trouble. So now he understands. In other words, when I see Lord Chaitanya is saying, okay, now I'm going to be living in Puri. I'm going to live here for 24 years. Of course, he went to South India some. But I'm going to see Jagannath every day, and when I see my lover, I go crazy. So when someone sees their lover and they intensely love, they go crazy. They want to love them, kiss them, embrace them, and speak to them and be with them and do everything with them. So now he's, I don't know, this today the first time I'm seeing, now I know he's there. When I go tomorrow, I don't know what's going to happen to me. So I better control myself. Because you may not be with me sometimes, or anybody may not be there. You're by providence, by luck, by God's arrangement, you were there today.